The following is a 1st Marine Aircraft Wing taped historical interview. The interviewee is Major Richard T. Ward, 079110 USMC. Pilot and Assistant Operations Officer attached to VMA 121, MAG 12, Chu Lai, Republic of Vietnam. The interviewer is Corporal Norman R. Carlson, 218-5474 USMC. This interview takes place at Chu Lai, Republic of Vietnam on 23 March 1968. The subject of this interview is a helicopter escort and close air support mission in support of Hill 881, occurring on 20 March 1968. This interview is classified confidential until downgraded by higher authority.
Okay, this is Major Richard T. Webb. This is Major Richard T. Webb, VMA 121. Chu Lai, Republic of Vietnam, and I'll try to give a brief description of a helicopter escort mission / CAS mission in support of Hill 881 in the Quezon area. Our helicopter escort missions are in support of helicopters that are resupplying Hills 881 and Hill 861, and we usually run 2 missions a day. Normally the mission will depart Chu Lai approximately 45 minutes prior to HR. HR is the hour which is designated for the helicopters to set down the resupply loads on the hills. The strike will be conducted by 2 or 3 squadrons, aircraft from 2 or 3 squadrons of MAG 12. Each squadron will have an effort of either 4 to 6 aircraft. Normally we'll have 2 A4 aircraft carrying MAG 12 smoke tanks with FS smoke, 4 aircraft with napalm and snake eye general purpose bombs, and 4 aircraft with 2.75 rockets, and also a section of aircraft carrying CBU-24/29s. The aircraft are on station and controlled by normally a TA-4F from MAG-12, acting as a tactical control airborne. Flights through Chu Lai and are normally vectored to the Quezon area by Vice Squad. Once in the Quezon area, we're turned over to Flight Stage 2, which is the desk controlling the Quezon area, and we're then turned over to the Tactical Control Airborne, which is normally a MAG-12 TA-4F. The strike is initiated by the helicopters at the orbit point, normally around the Quezon Air Base. At HR minus 15 minutes, the first section of aircraft will roll in, and that will normally be the CBU aircraft. We'll make a run, normally down the valley between Hill 881 and 861, dropping 2 CBUs on the first run, pulling off, coming back across the northern side of Hill 861, and dropping 2 more sets of CBUs. As we're pulling off on the last run, first section of aircraft carrying napalm and snake eye general purpose bombs to initiate their runs. They're going to work over the valleys and ridges between Hills 881, 861, and on either side of the hills. They're going to drop the napalm on the first run, and come back with the second run, dropping all those smoke eye bombs around the hills and ridges. This will be conducted by 2 sections of aircraft, normally a 30-second interval between the aircraft. After the napalm and general purpose bombs are dropped, a section of aircraft carrying MAG 12 smoke tanks on this year run. And they will be along either side of the hill, depending on where the where the wind is going to be drifting the smoke from. Get down as low as we can and drop the smoke as close to the ground as possible. And this smoke is used to screen the helicopters as they come in and make their drops on here later in the room at 861. The smoke aircraft come by the hills, they let their smoke there, and the helicopters are stalled in. As the helicopters approach the hills, the other two sections of A4 aircraft carrying rockets that use as flak suppressors and make runs in and in through the valleys and ridges surrounding the hills in order to keep any fire away from the helicopters that may be in the area. The helicopters are flying over the areas, they're usually carrying their loads externally, and they'll drop their nets on here later on 861 and depart the area. The rocket aircraft will stay in the area until all helicopters are out. After each section has completed its mission, expended its ordnance, it'll depart the area individually and return it to you.